If you see someone getting hurt,
yeah.
Do you say, ouch?
No.
You see someone get punched in the nose, you don't say, ouch?
No, very selfish. See, so when someone else gets hurt, you don't say, ouch, and when someone else sneezes, but there you do give him a bracha. But when you sneeze, you don't give yourself a bracha. When you sneeze, you don't give yourself a bracha. But when you are in pain, you say, ouch. All right, I don't know, this is too complicated for me. Too complicated. Any event, Pasuk Yitchai says, Roya b'shomay, when he'll hear his devir ha'la zois, he'll hear the curse, and he'll bless himself. I never heard of such a thing. You never heard of such a thing. You bless yourself. V'hisboreich b'lavoy leima. Obviously, the word of Yibracha, Bracha here means something very different than what we're accustomed to. He will bless in his heart, saying, Shalom yihi eli, there will be peace to me. Ki bish rivus libi elich, I will go in the uprightness of my heart. All these words are very hard to translate, and obviously have a lot more depth than meets the mind. And we'll have to see. And then this comes the really hard part of the pasuk. And again, these psukim are very unusually hard. Extremely difficult psukim in this parasha. Even though it's a short parasha, it's very hard. Laman, so that's suffice. What does that word mean? To add, harava. Harava means dry. Es hat smea. Smea means wet. What does this mean? What in the world over here is going on here in this pasuk? So let's over here, go here at pasuk Yitches first in Rashi. Rashi says, v'sparich v'lovoch, make a bracha in his heart. L'shoin bracha. Mamish, Rashi learns, Pshutai Kemashma, bracha means a blessing. Yachshay b'liboy, he'll think in his heart, Bircha shalom li'atzmai, a blessing, he'll bless himself. Isn't it bizarre? A blessing, a peace for himself, Leimar saying, Lo yivu'uni klolos halalu, the curses will not come upon me, ach only shalom yihi yali, there'll be peace to me. Okay, so then he goes, Rashi, this barich, bin dira shavya balaz. So this is a form of the word. The word over here is he shall shave off his hair, the hispalel, and he shall pray. It means he will do it to himself. The hiskalach means that a person who's in the Torah, he has to shave off. He has to shave off his own hair. He has to pray to himself. Okay, it's a grammatical form meaning that you have to do it to himself. Maybe we'll come back in a few moments. Let's maybe the grammar, if you have time, we'll go back to the grammar. We'll see the bishrius li bi elich. What is the word bishrius? It comes from the word yashar, straight. Bimarois li boy, in what his heart sees. Over here he's coming over to the word bishrius means to see, to witness. Kimo ashurenu v'loikodon. This is a great example. This is by Bilam, by Bilam. Bilam said, I see it, I see what's going to happen to Vloikoda, but it's not in the immediate future, it's in the distant future. So in this pause, the word Ashurena means to see. Kiloimar, ma shalibi royel la'asais, what my heart sees fit to do. Okay, let's go a little bit further. Laman, so that's supposed to add, harava, what is dry, to what is wet. Lefi she'osif loy pur onus, almo she'osa adhena b'shagei. Hashem says, I'm going to punish this fellow for what he has done, now more than what he deserves until this point in time. Until this point in time, the person does a bal eid averus. But the averus that he has done until now are averus b'shogeg. So the punishment that a person gets for doing an avera by accident is not anything near the punishment a person gets when he does an avera b'mezid. So until now, there's going to be punishment for doing averus by accident. There's no such thing that you list a question. The obvious question is, why should a person be punished when he does an avera by accident? And the answer is, there's really no such thing as an accident. Every time a person does it, it's an accident, it's because he really wanted to do it. If he really didn't want to do it, it wouldn't happen. A person, when he does an accident, there's a degree of guilt. He allowed himself to do it. He opened up the possibility. When a person is not accountable, it's called an oines. An oines means it's beyond my control. When a person does an avera where it's beyond his control, that's called an oines. When a person does an avera inadvertently, but if he really would have checked into what's taking place, it would not have happened, that is called a shogeg. So that there is a degree of punishment. But now he's going to get punished for doing averois b'mezid. So it says over here, I'm going to add, Hashem says that until this point in time, I was very generous. I just overlooked it. The Godemata, this person is causing himself now, She'et Sarfeim al Imamezid, the Ephraim Bimenu Hakol. The Chain Tignum Unkelis Bedil, so that Le Oisafati Eir Lecha Toei Shalusa. Shalusa means an accident. Al Zedonusa to the Averos he has done Bimezid. She'oisif Lo Ani al Ashkogos al Hazanus. The Rashi says a lot. The Rashi says a tremendous Chiddush. Rashi said, not like what I told you in the beginning, but if a person does an aver by accident, he will not be punished, period. Nothing. Hashem will completely ignore the fact that he did an avera by accident. But if the person then does this avera b'mezid, then not only will he be punished for doing the avera b'mezid, Hashem will now first punish him for doing the avera by accident. That's what it says in this Rashi. If not for this Rashi, Umoli Mikro Kosov Ef Shal Omer. You would think that if a person does an aver by accident, if Hashem is forgiving, so there's nothing you can possibly do to get punishment for that aver. Rashi says it's not so. If you do an aver by accident, and that's the end, it never happens again, you never do the aver by mezid, then you are exempt from punishment. But if a person does an aver by accident, and then subsequently does the aver by mezid, then not only will Hashem punish this fellow for the aver he did by mezid, he will also add to the punishment a punishment for doing it b'shoigeik. That is an incredible chiddush. And Rashi says that chiddush is said explicitly here in the pasuk Laman. When a person says, I'm going to do an aver b'mezid, sefois harava es hatzneya. I'm now going to add to the tzneya, the wet, which in this context is symbolic of an aver that is done by b'mezid. I'm going to add to that punishment for the averes that are done Rava, the Shoigeg, which we're calling dry. That's what Harava, and he explains to Rava, is Shoigeg, Shu Oisek Adam Shikur. Okay, so Rava, a person who is intoxicated. Why? Rava is a Shikur. What? Shu Oisek Shloimidas. Rava comes word Koisi Re Vaya. May my cup overflow. Kosi rivoya. Ever hear that expression? May my cup overflow. Rivoya. The overflowing of the cup. So I told you the word rava means dry. That's not what it says here. I don't know where I got that from. It's in my mind somewhere. Rava on dry on wet. He says over here, Rashi, rava shagig, shu oise kadam shikur. The word rava somehow has a connection to the word drunk. And the only thing that I can think of what the connection is, the word of koisi rivaya, tzmeya is shehu oisin midas uvitaiva. Tzmeya is wet. And wet is done with das and taiva. So how does the word tzmeya mean taiva? Tzome. The word tzome is thirst. Maybe that's what the word tzmeya means, thirst. When you're thirsty, it means you really want very much to do something. Okay, so let's take a look over here at the Targum, this Pasuk. It's a very complicated Pasuk. Pasuk Yudches says, Vihi will be, B'mish me'e, when he will hear, Yos piskomei. Now the piskomei means, is he's getting over to the Pasuk. Well, it's divrei ha'ola, the words of the curse, the word divrei. The word piskomei, remember we had this word, we had a whole shiur on this one, so, piskom. What does it mean, piskom? It means, it is translated with the words of the momos of death. Hadah. Now that's a very interesting translation. Ola means a curse. A curse, not necessarily death. He's translating the word curse over to mean death. Hadah. V'chashev l'me, the person will think in his heart. L'memar to say, Shlomo yehe li, there'll be peace to me. Arei, becharhor li bi anoezel. I will go in the thoughts of my mind. Now notice over here, the Targum says the word beharhur, hirhur. We learned yesterday this whole discussion about what is the word, the difference between the word hirhur and the word machashava. Rashi, we just read, says the word machshava. Rashi used the word machshava. Okay, we had the word over here, machshava somewhere, I thought. Where was where machshava? Vizborich bilvavoy, loshon bracha, yachshavu, yachshay b'libo. Yachshav b'libay, he will think in his heart, Birchas Shalom la'atzmi le'melo yivou kolos halalu achshol yali. So Rashi uses the word machshava. Unkelis uses a different word. He used the word hir hur. It's a different word. And okay, we have to see vichat. No, but I take that back because he also used the word machshav. You see, Targum uses both words. One more time, vihei will be v'mishmei when he will hear yos piskamei mo masa, the words of death. He's translating the word divrei as a piskam, which is not really the accurate translation, and the word Allah is a curse. It does not necessarily mean death, but he translates it as death. Hada this. The chashev will feel in his heart. The neimar to say, okay, so with machshava, shlama yeli. Now notice, Rashi does not say the unkelis does not say blessing. He says the hisborech bilvava. Unkelis translates the word the hisborech to mean a thought, unlike Rashi who translates the word the hisborech to mean berocha. He blesses himself. Unkelis says there's no such thing as blessing yourself. The essence of a blessing is from one entity to another. You can't bless yourself. That's Unkelis. Rashi disagrees. Rashi says you can bless yourself. L'meimar to say, Shlomo Yeheli, there'll be peace to me, Arei. And now notice he says with Hirur, Beharhur Libi. Rashi, another disagreement. Rashi says, Bishrirus means to see. What my heart sees, that's what it will do. Ashurenu, I see the Jewish people in the distant future. Not now. Ashurenu, the word Ashur is, Yosef was Alei Shur. Okay, Benois, Bonos, Soada, Alei Shur. Now there, the word Shur simply means a wall. The other commentators say it does not mean a wall, it means alei oyin. The word shur means they looked with their eyes. Shur means eyes. And that's the same word over here, bishrirus, as the same shurish means the eyes. Whatever I see fit to do, I will do. And here the Targum disagrees. The Targum here says, I will go not with my see, but beharhur libi, ano azel, bedil so that lo isafolei chatoei shalusa, the sin that are done shalusa means an error, al ze donusa, in addition to the sins that were done benazit, on purpose. Okay, let's see Rashi. Rashi, we did Rashi. Now let's see the Ma'atzari. Let's see the Ma'atzar, we can get some insight into what is going on over here. So first of all, over here it says the curse. The word curse, the Targum said, Mo Mosa. Hashavua, the oath. Mo Mosa is the oath, the Allah. Misparech l'vavo, she'en mechal l'av shavua sa'Allah. He's not going to accept upon himself the shavuas, the shavuas. Oh, okay, I don't really know what he's saying over here, what he's trying to explain. The word momasa, I thought it means death. And he's, in this sefer, the Ma'atzar, he's translating the word momasa, which the translation of the word Allah means a shavua. So maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe the word momasa in Aramaic, in this word means an oath. Let's see further. Aval, ledas ramban, v'hoya kishoma yisdirei ha'olah, hakavanda sheyishma sha'klolos bohu alachirim. Upon others, yisparich bilvavo, she'elov lo yagia ansham, their punishment will not come upon him, af ki holech bishach, af, even though ki holech bish rirus libo, he goes in the ways of his heart. I'm not sure what he's trying to say, but that's from how is the Ramban coming to differ? Let's read a little bit more, maybe we'll understand something more. V'chashev, v'loy tergim v'hisparich, we mentioned this. The Targum is not learning like Rashi, that the word v'hisparech means to bless, but rather, the Targum understands the word v'hisparech means that he will think. He's going to escape from evil. Okay, next. Beharhor, I'm going to go bishrirus. Rashi said the word b'shrivus means, it means, the word shrivus means what I see. Whatever my heart sees, that's where it will go. Targum disagrees. The word b'shrivus means to think. How does the word hirhur come to b'shrivus? B'harhur. Targumai b'shrivus. Doimel the perish Rashi. I don't know what he's talking about. It's not what Rashi says. I told you many times, we don't have to accept everything he says. You know, he's a Heintiker. He's saying over here that what Rashi and Unkel say is the same. I don't see that. The Udaloi Ketir Gimyonis and Menuzil Sheperish Bitkoif Bechoisel. Okay, that's a very beautiful pshat. Targum Yonis and Menuzil. He translates the word Bishrirus means in the strength, in the toikef, the might, the chutzpah of my heart. Whatever my the strength of my heart. It sounds like chutzpah. Ano ozel, ano hoylech, kiloymar. Ani mamshech lolechas kimikoydim. I'm going to continue what I did before. Ve'ein kavonis amikwa shedaita be'osel lolechas. In the future, lolechas achrei shirivus libo. Wow, he's saying over here a very powerful thing. Avol betagim b'nesem b'nuzil peirash eilechim shutai eizil. Okay, so he's saying over here an incredible thing. Ano ozel. Targum over here, Unkelus says, the word ozel means to continue going. I'm going to continue down the path. Because if the question is this the future or the past? If the word hoylech means, b'shrivus libi eilech means the future, then the correct translation in the Targum should be eizil. But that's not what it says. It says ozel. So what does this mean? This means this person already is doing averos. This person, every day on the way home from work, he stops off by Burger King to buy some tarfus. This is what he has been doing for the last 5 years. And now he hears the curses. He hears the rabbi tell him, you're not allowed to go to Burger King and buy a cheeseburger. You're not allowed to do that. So he says, Ano bishrirus libi eilech, I will continue doing what I'm doing. I've been buying a cheeseburger for the last 5 years. I'm not going to change. I will continue. This is how the Targum Unkelus understands the pasuk, because the Targum Unkelus translates the words hoilech as ozel, which means the past tense. The present tense, the past tense. You're going to continue. The Targum Yoinason disagrees. This fellow has never in his life ever eaten a cheeseburger. Never. But now there's something going on in his mind. He's looking for trouble and he says, oh, I heard they made it, and they heard the rabbi give a shir that you're not allowed to eat basar b'cholov. You know something? That's a great idea. When the rabbi gave a shir about the laws of basar b'cholov, he said, you know what? Why don't, on the way home from work, I stop off by Burger King and buy a cheeseburger? So according to the Targum of Nazil, he has not yet done the Avera, but when he hears them teaching about the Avera, the Halachas, he decides that I will now, a zeal, in the future, I will do this. So this is a terrible Avera. I will go. Okay, let's read a little bit more. I'm going to come back and put everything together in a few moments, all the different ideas together. Now we come to the word, if a person does this, Hashem says, I'm going to add loy sofa. I'm going to add the tzme, the rova on the tzme. Loy sofa, leman hoistif loy chet e. Shoigeg ala meis. Kosa vashi. Kavono soy. Leman sofois, ani akadosh baruch hu oistif loy puronis al masha osar heine beshoigeg. Vehoyisi ma'avir alehem. Until now Hashem said, I'm not going to punish you for your inadvertent sins. You're going to get a pass. But now when you do the same Avera b'mezen, I'm going to punish you not just for the Avera that you did b'mezen, I'm going to punish you for the Avera d'mishayim. We're going to now, she'etzarfim, we're going to join them together in with ha'mezid. V'yafnefra b'menu ha'kol. V'oid ayin shalom l'maniko shug ha'mezid hu rov etzoma. Uve uche mechilta, derashbi, there's a mechilta. The mechilta is the medrash halacha on Shemos. Mitoich sheradaf par acharehem. Gilgal Allah Amakim Rishonaisli Acharonais Kenyan Shanem Radhavan Sesaros Atzmeya. So he says an amazing idea, this is the Mechilta, that Paro obviously was a wicked man and he caused very great harm to the Jewish people. But many of the things that he did to the Jewish people, it seems what he's trying to say is Hashem did not punish him. Hashem was willing to forgive Paro. Maybe you can explain, understand that being that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he hardened the heart of Paro. Vayichabed Hashem as slave Paro. Vayichazek Hashem as slave Paro. So maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu was willing to forgive Paro. Because Hashem is saying to Paro, I'm calling the shots, not you. So even though you were wicked, you did very, very bad things, Hashem only punished a person based upon his responsibility, to the degree that he's guilty. But the person, sometimes it's not always, sometimes a person who does an avera, he's not really held accountable because it's not, because there's nothing that he could have done. So along comes Rashi. When they finally left Egypt, so the Mechilta is saying something very, very profound. Paro on his own made a decision that he will chase after the Jewish people. Hashem did not harden his heart. Hashem, that was his decision. That was an act of wickedness, what Paro did. And thus, when Hashem decided now to punish Paro for chasing after the Jewish people when he did it amazed, Hashem's going to add to his punishment all of the sins that he did in Egypt that he did by accident or that he was not fully accountable for. Exactly what it says over here. It's a very interesting idea. I never heard it before. And that's what he's saying over here from the Mechilta. Now he goes further. Kosav Haraim. This is Rabbi Avraham Mizrahi. This is the Mizrahi. Ulefin said the word suffice. Uloshon ha'safa means to add. Loi l'shon kiloya. The word suffice does not mean to destroy. Because when it says l'man suffice, he's now introducing to us another possible translation of the word suffice. Maybe the word suffice means pen tisofe. Tisofe means to be destroyed. Moshe said to the Egyptians, take in your animals. There's going to be borod. And the borod is going to destroy all the animals. Anyone who's a Yari Shemayim that believes it's going to happen is going to take the animals indoors to prevent his animals from dying in the borod. Pen tisofe. Okay, maybe there's another post that said, but it means to be destroyed. So maybe here when it means man suffice means to be destroyed. No, not the pshat, because Rashi says it means to be added. Avloi yodati eich tefarish hamil leman. What does mean leman? Lefi aperish hazeh ki hu lo yoymar b'shrivus libi eilech bavur she'oisif loy I will add put onus hashkogas lo put onus hazadonis v'shema yeshem b'lihochi kamar. This is what it means. Shehapu uloisav, his deeds in Sibali is a cause for me. Shehoisif loy pur anus, it's a cause. The Lord Laman is going on Hashem. Okay, we'll come back and explain that. But oy Yeshem kumosh kaz Raman, shegam im ha'adam goyim l'davar shalom midaitoi. A person causes shalom midaitoi. Shaych loshen Laman. Come on, Laman yichavru the Yeshamu, they will be guilty. The Rabin Ke'ela, and there are many examples. Okay, now let's go back to the pause and try to put all the pieces together and try to understand what's going on over here. According to the Targum, both Rashi and the Targum agree that the word Rava means an accident and the word Sineya means mazed. Now why does the word Rava mean an accident? So it appears, so Rashi says the word Rava is related to an intoxicated individual. Intoxication. Why would Rava mean intoxication? So I told you the only thing I can think of is because you have an expression of to overflow. Kosi, my cup of wine, Rivoya. It overflows. What does it mean it overflows? There's a lot of wine. And when there's a lot of wine, that automatically we associate with the person who drinks this one and becomes intoxicated. Okay, the word Tsumeya obviously comes from Tsume, a person who's thirsty. When you're thirsty, you drink with enjoyment, with taiva. So Rava is a person who's intoxicated, shaloi b'nat midas. Tzmeya means he has taiva. He knows exactly what he's doing. And Rashi is telling us that Hashem was willing to forgive a person for his inadvertent sins, but now that he has done the maze, Hashem is going to punish not just for the maze, he's going to also go backwards and punish for the inadvertent sins. Okay, so that's, everyone agrees to that. Now here's the problem. One problem is the word leman. Leman, the Ma'at Sari has revealed to us, doesn't really fit in the pasuk. In this pasuk, this person over here, he hears about all the curses, and he says, I couldn't care less. I'll do whatever I want. There'll be peace to me. Ki bishrius libi eilech. I will do whatever I want. I'll do whatever I want. Leman. Why? Now, here's the literal translation. Leman. I'll do whatever I want so that Hashem should punish me. That's ridiculous. There's no one that would shoot themselves in the foot. Leman means so that. Look at this part. This part makes no sense. V'yisbarech b'levavo elav Hashem, the person he says, he blesses himself in his heart saying, there'll be peace to me, and I'll do whatever I want, so that Hashem, so that, why will I do whatever I want? So that I will add punishment to myself, bring upon myself punishment for the averus that are done b'shoigeg, in addition to the averus I do b'mezid. That's not true. This person is in a state of denial. He's not coming to bring upon himself curses. You hear the question? Mayor, you hear the question? Mayor, you there? You hear this question over here? The word leman doesn't make any sense. The word leman over here is so that no one's going to want to bring upon himself curses. So he comes to answer that, no, you're right. When it says the word leman, leman means so that Hashem is the subject of the word leman. This person, look, this person is talking to himself. Here's the curses. And he says, he blesses himself, it's not again me, shalom yeli. I'm going to continue doing whatever I'm doing. So far, who is speaking in this pasuk? Every single word of this pasuk was spoken by the subject, the person that's being discussed in this pasuk. Now, when it comes to the word leman, this is now a shift. The one that is now speaking is Hashem. That's what he says. The one that's speaking now is Hashem. Now is going to say, "You want to do this? Okay." Now what you have done now is a trigger for I, Hashem, to add upon you punishment for your averos b'shoigeg in addition to the averos b'mezid. Even though that's not really the flow of the pasuk. It would seem that the one that's speaking in the pasuk entirely is the person. But because the word leman makes absolutely no sense, because no person would want to bring upon himself curse, so it has to then be that we're now shifting from the person to Hashem. Okay, that's what he says in the first interpretation. But then in the second interpretation, he says, no, that it doesn't mean that the person is doing this leman so that. It's an expression. It's nothing more than an expression. Now, let's just go look carefully at the Targum. I want to tell you an idea. Targum says, Arei b'haru li bi'ar no'ezel b'dil, so that lo'isofa le'il chato'esh, it will be lo'isofa le'il. I don't know, the Targum is really not so clear who is the subject of the word leman. Rashi, does Rashi explain? Therefore, Minra call. Rashi is very clear. See, Rashi is very clear the word leman is going on Hashem. Leman, lefisha oisiflo, I will add punishment al masha osa adhena b'shayi v'yisi ma'ralem. So Rashi makes it very, very clear that the word leman is going on Hashem. Because if it's going on the person, that makes no sense. But now that we brought this up, I want to make a suggestion. Mayor, you there, Mayor? I want to make a suggestion. And the suggestion over here is, the word... you tell me what you think of this. You're my biggest critic. I want to hear what you think of this. Now that the Ma'at Sari has dwelt upon the unusual nature of the word Leman and how all this is flowing together, I want to suggest that when it says the word v'hisparech, it is a euphemism. The person, we all know very well that there's no, the question that we started with, that everyone is asking the question, bracha, a person is going to bless himself? There's no such thing as a person blessing himself. Question though, is there such a thing as a person cursing himself? You bet there is. Yirmiyah did it. Yirmiyah cursed himself, the curse the day that I was born. You definitely find people who are frustrated and in a lot of pain cursing themselves. You don't find any normal person blessing themselves. That doesn't make any sense. But you do find people cursing themselves. People who have a miserable life, they curse themselves. So here I want to suggest the word v'hisparech is a euphemism for a curse. And you have that. You have euphemisms in the Torah here and there. Okay, probably the most classic euphemism is Moshe Rabbeinu's wife. She was called a Cushis, a black woman. And many commentators understand that to mean that Moshe's wife was beautiful. But it's not the way you say about the Gadol Hador that he has a beautiful wife. You don't talk like that. You don't talk in those terms. Torah is a very holy sefer. So they call her the Isha HaKushis Asher Lokach. They said they spoke about Moshe. He separated himself from his beautiful wife. So you don't want to say the word beautiful. So you say a euphemism that she was black. That's one example. There are other examples. So here the person, V'hoya will be b'shamayis d'rihol azois. So the person says that this, the Ultimate Chutzpah person says, oh really? Really? You really think, the guys, I'm not worried about these curses. I'll prove to you how not worried I am about these curses. I'll curse myself. He hears the Allah and he makes litzanis. These curses are total nonsense. It's never going to happen. You know how much I know it's not going to happen? I'll curse myself. Vizborech bilvov eleimar. Yeah, really, Hashem's going to curse me for doing these averis. Hashem, bring it on. Vizborech bilvov eleimar. He curses himself by saying, Shalom yeli. I'll do whatever I want. I'll do shalom over here means and he's now cursing himself exactly, Leman, let Hashem try to punish me for the averos that I'm doing b'mezid in addition to the averos that I did b'shoigig. See, the word Leman in the flow of the pasuk, al derech pshutoi, refers to the person himself. And that's why all the red lights went off, all the alarms went off, and Rashi has to apologize to us that when it says Leman Sefois Harava, it's Hashem. Lefisha Oisif Loi, Hashem is now, all of a sudden the person that Hashem becomes the speaker. But that's not the Pshut Shalom Nigel. The Pshut Shalom Nigel is the person is the speaker. So no, it's Hashem, Puranus, because Rashi was forced to do that. Because Rashi, why was Rashi forced to do that? Because Rashi learns, V'zborech b'lvavo l'shoin b'rocha. Blessing. Yachshay b'libay b'rchas sholem li'atzmai leymar. Lo yavo k'vul salolu. They're not going to come upon me. Ach shalom yeli. But I want to suggest a drush. That when it says V'zborech b'lvavo, it means he curses himself. He hears the curse. Oh, there's a curse. Let's try it. He's testing Hashem. He curses himself. And he says, I'll do whatever I want. I'll now do the averos b'mezid. Leman! So that Hashem should punish me for the averos. He's testing Hashem. And leman means so that, exactly. He's bringing it on. So therefore, v'hisbarach doesn't mean, like Rashi says, v'hisbarach means bracha. He blesses himself. That nothing's going to happen to me. Peace to me. It's other people. This is not for the little people, not for me. And therefore, Hashem says, what? How dare you? I'm going to, Laman, I, Hashem, I'm going to punish you. But if you learn that the word v'hisparach means, and we're suggesting it means a euphemism, Lashon Saginar, a person, he curses himself, and he challenges, then when it says Laman, it's part of the curse. Yeah, let Hashem try to bring upon me all of these curses. That's what I'm trying to suggest based upon all of the building blocks that are being presented over here in the Ma'atzari, comparing the Rashi and the Targum. All of these things are coming together. Okay, that's one idea. Now the next thing we have to appreciate over here is that according to the Machloek, there's a lot of disagreements between Rashi and the Targum. The Targum learns the word v'hisparich does not mean to bless. It means to think. Now, that's a very tough sell. Where do you ever find the word baracha means to think? It means to think. What is the baruch? When you say every single day, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Asher Kiddushanu B'Mitzvoseh V'Tzivanu Al Netilas Yadayim. So how do you trim? Blessed are you, Hashem. Hashem, may you be blessed. Hashem does not need our blessings. Doesn't need it. Doesn't need our blessings. So what does it mean, Baruch Atah Hashem? What does that mean? You are blessed? Okay, maybe you'll find some commentators, I'm sure there are commentators that say, yeah, Hashem, he wants us to bless him. He doesn't need it. He doesn't need our blessings, but he wants us to bless him. It's good for us. It's good for us to think that we can bless Hashem. Hashem made the world, Shaka, he was mitzamzem himself. He wants us to bless him. Okay, I get it. Okay, there's something called, but then there's a deeper interpretation. That when you say Baruch Atah Hashem, it means Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. Baruch comes from a brecha, a spring. Baruch Atah Hashem, I'm not blessing you. You don't need my blessing. But when I say these words, what I mean to say is Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. You're a brecha. But today, we're learning a new pshat. It says the word bracha, v'sparich, and the Targum Onkelis has told us, v'hei b'nish me'e yos piskamei mo masa ha'hoda. He tells a new translation for the baruch. V'chashev b'libe. He thinks in his heart. L'meimar, to say the following. So now take that translation, and plug that into every time you say the word Baruch. Baruch Atah Hashem. I think about you, Hashem. I think about you. A new translation for the word Baruch Atah Hashem. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. I can't think. Baruch Atah Hashem. I'm here, I am right now, and I'm pausing. I'm pausing from what I do, my busy schedule, and I am reflecting. I am reflecting that Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Baruch doesn't mean to bless. It does not mean that you, Hashem, are the source of blessing. You are a brecha, a wellspring of blessing. According to Onkelis, it means I am, at this moment in time, reflecting. I am in a state of meditation. Right now, I'm going to go do a mitzvah. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam. Baruch means I am in a state of thinking and reflecting, meditating, that Atah, you Hashem, are the Elokeinu and the King of the world. And that you have commanded us to do this mitzvah. I'm not giving you blessing. I'm not stating that you are a source of blessing. I am acknowledging that you, Hashem, are our God, and you are the King of the world. It's a moment of pause, a moment of reflection, and a moment of acknowledgement of who you are and what you have done, and that you have commanded us to do a mitzvah. Isn't that what it says? Isn't that what we gain from reading this over here? V'hisbarech bilvaval. V'chashev bilibay. So when you make a bracha in your heart. You make a bracha in your heart. So sometimes you can reflect silently. And sometimes you reflect with words. Or you reflect through an action. By washing the tilas yadayim. By shaking the lulav in the esrei. By doing A, B, C, D. This is an action which is an action of reflection, of awareness that Hashem is the Melech HaOlam and He has commanded me to do this. A whole new pshat in the word Baruch. That's what it says. Can't make this stuff up. It says here, V'chashev b'libei l'meim ha'shalom yeli. Okay, so this is a disagreement between a very major, major disagreement between Unkelus and Rashi. And then when it comes to the word Bishrirus libi elich, another massive disagreement. Rashi says to see. My heart sees. That's very unusual. Where does the heart see? Where do you find in Tanakh that the heart has eyes? The heart has emotion. The heart has eyes. Where are the heart? Ashurenu v'loy karayv. Bishrirus libi. In the vision of my heart, I shall proceed. What? What is? But that's what Rashi says. Targum doesn't like that. Targum says bishrirus libi elich. It means in the hirhur, in the thoughts of my heart, in the thoughts of my heart. Where do you ever find the word yashar? Ish. Well, you find that. What do you find? What do you find the word bishrivus in reference to a machshava? Ish hayashar be'einav yase. Ein melech bishul. Ish hayashar be'einav. I guess it's the same idea. Bishrivus yashar. But where do you find the word yashar? Where it means a machshava, a thought. I don't know, but that's what it says. Becharhur libi anoz is machlekes. Okay, and then when it says bedil, so that leman, we discuss that who's the word bedil going on Hashem or the person, and leman, and then it says of leman. Now, with the targum, when it was stopped, oh, it's so late. I'm sorry. I just wanted to finish this point. When it says over here the word kib leman sefois harivas hatzmeya, the Targum alluded to another interpretation that this person is so wicked, Hashem is going to destroy him. He's going to leman, so that's supposed to destroy the rava, the dry, and the tzmeya, and the wet. In other words, he's going to be obliterated. If you're going to learn the word supposed means to destroy, then the word Rava and Semeya means something else entirely. Rashi did a lot of gymnastics in order to tell you the word Rava means an Aver that's done by accident and Semeya an Aver that's done by Mezid. It's a very difficult interpretation. What are the other options? I don't know. But whatever the other options are, it's going to tie into the word Sefois, maybe means to Asifa, to come to an end. To bring an end to the dry and the wet. What's dry and what's wet in this world that comes to an end? I don't know. All right, Rabbi Sai, thank you so much for coming and learning. Some new ideas over here.
Shkoyach, shkoyach.
Have a good night.
It's a very original thought.
What, the curse? The euphemism?
He's thinking about what he's thinking about.
He cursed himself, a psychologist. Yirmiyah cursed himself many times. He cursed himself. He couldn't take it anymore. And that's what people do when they get very angry. They curse themselves.
Yeah. Every time they talk to them about a shit-up, they curse themselves.
You got it. You do yourself in. A person's worst enemy.
That's right.
I was reading online about in